You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
At six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, how's everyone doing today? Welcome to ENN. On this Monday, August 30th. Natalie's birthday, by the way, guys.
Oh, happy birthday, Miss Hatton.
That's right. Happy birthday, Miss Hatton, indeed. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
Big, thick, beautiful, juicy hot dogs.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
Eagles are the greatest team in the world!
And good evening to myself. You're not going to get COVID from the outdoor hug. It's a great point that I made. It's not even funny. It's just accurate. You guys want to start with the football?
Well, we've done a lot of baseball, so yeah, do the football.
Yeah, sure.
Football! Yes, football! They're playing football!
That's exactly right. Let's hear Joe Judge's thoughts on Danny Dimes. Here's Joe Judge on Daniel Jones.
I thought I did some positive things. I thought I did a lot of positive things. I have some things that we want to go ahead and make sure, you know, we improve on. You know, for his first time in game action right now in preseason, you know, it's important for him to get out there with a lot of guys and get some chemistry going. Saw a lot of improvement throughout the last couple of weeks at competitive practices. It would have been nice to get him on the field last week. I made my decision for the reason I did. I think it was the right decision for what we had to do going forward. Today was a good opportunity for him to get out there. Had a lot of situational work. Did some good things to build on.
Here's what he really had to work on, which was playing under duress. And he managed 17 to 22 for 135 yards, one touchdown, and that bad interception inside the 5-yard line. But really got nothing from Andrew Thomas. Nate Solder wasn't great. And it really just was a scary performance from the offensive line. And we talked about it earlier, guys. He did not get a lot of work. So, like Steve Young always says, the first month of the season's preseason. I mean, in this case, the Giants are really going to be figuring out if they have an offensive line that can protect Daniel Jones or not, which must be a scary thought for him because, as we know, his NFL future probably hinges on this season.
I think the Thomas thing is so big, and the only thing you could hang your hat on to feel better about it is that at the end of the season last year, he got a lot better. He started off very poorly. Then with the whole offensive line coach situation blowing up, he got better after that. Last 6-7 games, he was really, really good. But you can't have another start where you're bad for 11 games. This guy was the fourth pick in the first round of the draft, first offensive lineman taken in a draft that had at least four big-time pro prospects. And they took him first because they felt that he was the closest to being NFL ready, and he has not shown that. And a lot of this success of this season is going to revolve around that kid. And I know that's a lot to put on him, but when you're fourth pick in the draft, you got to produce.
And, you know, so you're trying to find out what the future of Gettleman's going to be. And a lot of it relies on how Daniel Jones plays. But how Daniel Jones plays is going to be incumbent on him getting protection. And that line was built by Gettleman. So no matter how we get through this, if you don't get any production out of the quarterback, whether it's the quarterback's fault or not, it's still on Gettleman. And Michael brought this up earlier in the show. All right, fine, you fire Gettleman, but are you going to get into that hole, then the new general manager has to inherit Joe Judge, and then you get not everybody on the same page unless they were going to be promoting from within. So it's a huge year for Jones. It's a huge year for Gettleman. It's a huge year for the Giants. I haven't spent like any time in the last 4 years above 500. So that's why getting off to a good start is going to be important. Unless opening day, you're chasing your tail from the start.
Well, they've made the playoffs, what, once in 10 years, 11 years?
Well, see, they went to the Super Bowl in 2011, and the only playoff appearance since then was 2016.
Yeah,
and
you were one and done. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. Well, they did get a nice boat cruise in.
That's true. Here's Andrew Thomas, by the way, on his performance.
Start off a little slow. Some things I got to improve on. My hand placement, staying wide on my set, keeping the depth of the pocket.
Well, yeah, not so much. There's another team in town that we're also looking to learn a lot about this year, and that would be the New York Jets. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. They also play football here.
You know that they're actually they're on the station, the games.
The New York Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, have been for 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Today, this is the 20th anniversary of Jets football.
Wow.
On ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know, there's one thing I would want to bring up, Peter, before you get into the Jets, that I wanted to bring about the wedding, and it was a little disconcerting. So there were two tables side by side, right? Now, RJ knows Don.
Quite well.
And probably said, well, where do you want to sit? So Jody and I were at the table. Peter was at the table. Hurley was at the table. Gunling was at the table.
Sure he was.
The Schnurrer was at the table, mm-hmm. right? And Don was mysteriously not at the table and was sitting next to Dan and Dan's wife. Yeah. So I think that Don went to RJ and said, I'd really rather not be with the guys I work with. I'd rather be with my good buddy. Because why else would they put Don at this standalone table with DiPietro and Rothenberg? He's the only guy from our show that was not at our table. Didn't you find that a bit curious?
I don't think that was Don's decision.
No, really?
Thank you, Peter.
I think it was probably a spacing issue.
No.
And, well, because think about it. Both Andrew and I had our dates end up having to cancel.
Right.
So there was a space issue at our table where someone wouldn't have fit. And RJ probably thought, who could I move here? Oh, you know what? Don will be just as happy to sit next to his best pal, Dan Graca.
But he shouldn't be just as happy. He should be happier with us than he would be with Dan. But, he's Dan a lot.
But he's closer with Dan than he is with either of us. So
he's
why
close
would he be
to me. He likes to play that game, but he's very close
to
me.
I'm close to all of you. And it was a very difficult decision. I ended up sitting there because that's where I was assigned.
But Dan is your closest friend at the radio station.
Dan is one of my best friends, and I've seen him three times in the last year and a half. All right? So I didn't have any problem sitting next to him.
So that's two more times than you've seen me.
DiPietro was not at the bar mitzvah. So I don't know when the last time I saw DiPietro. It's probably closer to 2 years the last time I saw him. And, you know, Santiago, I work with him with the Rangers. And to get to Dave, I hadn't seen Dave since the bar mitzvah back in March 1st of 2020. So we were all together at the beach bash.
There were a lot of
I stand by my decision of sitting where I was assigned, but I did not go to RJ and demand
of course
to sit next
didn't.
To Dan. Of course not.
Of course not. And you wouldn't do that. Now, I noticed, Michael, a lot of people, very ESPN in my opinion, a lot of people were going with the suit and sneaker or
hate it.
Casual shoe.
Can't take it. You could do that with a sport coat and jeans. You should never wear that casual shoe with a sneaker bottom. I don't care. They do it on ESPN all the time. I think they look like Dufy. you should not wear that with a suit. You just shouldn't.
That a word?
I hear you. And back when I was married in 2012, I got custom sneakers for me and my groomsmen to wear. And in 2012, it was pretty novel. Wearing these white Nikes with the suits, and
now it's pretty nozzle.
It went from novel to nozzle. It really did. It's like it's just also the problem is, and I remember even feeling this way at the time. I remember feeling like this looks. I like it as in theory, but I don't like how it looks as much as a good shoe.
And you see, with all of our NFL analysts on ESPN, They love it. It's like a thing, and I'm telling you, it's not a thing. It looks bad. Again, with a sport coat, it's fine. With a suit, it looks doofy.
Now, how do you feel about the fact that yesterday I wore a suit and no belt? You offended?
No, as long as your pants stay up, what do I care?
Like, do you think about, if your pants stay up, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
Do you think, because this is something that's up for debate these days, belt absolutely required or not?
No, I don't think it's required.
I think it's fine. Yeah, it was hard.
Why didn't you go with a belt?
Because my pants were plenty tight, and I just was like, this looks fine without a belt. You're not going to notice it. Who am I doing this for? I just thought it was the right move.
The picture of the three of us was analyzed with a fine-tooth comb by our audience.
Oh, yeah, and someone commented on it.
Somebody commented on you with no belt. Somebody had commented about my shoes, which think in person are fine.
Don got a what are those comment about his shoes, Michael.
Yeah, might be right. Go ahead.
Well, what's the matter? You've complimented those shoes.
Not with a suit.
Why?
You don't wear suede hush puppies with a suit. You just don't. But, you know, that's your thing.
Hush puppies?
But they're of that ilk. They're from that family.
Are you calling them hush puppy AJs?
Yeah. Yes. You got to wear leather shoes.
I have to?
No, you don't have. You do what you want. Most people said you look better. You look better than the other two of us. As long as your pants stay up, what do I care?
I got to tell you, I don't want to get ahead of us because the picture is not even 24 hours old. I think that may go on, like when we're all old and gray, you guys older and grayer, God willing, than me. I believe that's the photo we will have in our home of the three of us. I mean, that's the one.
I'm very happy with it.
I think, Michael, that was your work, wasn't it?
Yeah, I tried to get us together.
I think
because I don't know how much longer we'll be together.
Thank you for saying that. And I really do think that was, it's an iconic, it's a forever picture, I believe.
Wow, that's strong.
Yeah, I think it's a forever picture.
I was happy with the way I looked. I think, Peter, you were happy with the way you looked.
Yeah, and I thought Michael looked great, too. My pants were plenty tight. I think Michael looked terrific as well. I thought we really put it together, the three of us. I really do.
Right, so, what about the Jets?
Congratulations to RJ and Ange. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful event. And yes. By the way, if we, you know, I guarantee you, if we did an RJ wedding breakdown podcast, like an hour long podcast, it would be our most downloaded podcast of the week. What do you think, Don?
Let's do it.
No,
it's airtime. Let's do it.
All right. So the Jets have made a move. They lost Carl Lawson, and now they have Shaq Lawson. Traded with the Texans on Sunday. The Jets are moving a 2022 sixth-round pick to the Texans. They got the pick last year when they traded Jordan Willis to San Francisco. So Joe Douglas had been working to make this move ever since Carl Lawson was carted off the field in that joint practice against the Packers. And the move is going to be Shaq Lawson from the Texans.
I think it's a good move. I mean, it's a desperation move, and I don't think they got, you know, rooked. I thought that was a decent deal.
Lawson's, Shaq Lawson, that is, 27 years old, first-round pick of the Bills back in 2016. Let's hear from Robert Saleh on where he thinks Zach Wilson is right now.
We're excited about where he's at just because of the fact that he's shown to grow and not make the same mistakes twice, and he shows great poise and all that stuff. But again, no different. He's going to get a whole set of looks coming up. The speed of the game is going to change. The way teams attack from a defense perspective is going to change. And he's at his process and how he prepares has us very confident in the fact that he's going to be able to absorb all that information and execute it.
How are you guys feeling? How are you feeling about Zachary?
I feel good about him. I really do. You know, I don't think he's worked with the great set of circumstances, but everything he's done has been positive. Didn't throw an interception in the games that he played. Quarterback rating of about 135. And, you know, if you said to me, Michael, I'll give you $1 billion to figure out a quarterback's rating, I couldn't do it.
Michael, I couldn't give you a billion dollars to figure out a quarterback rating.
Couldn't do it. Now, if you gave me time to, like, research it, I want to know who exactly knows how to do a quarterback rating.
I know it is one of those things.
I want, obviously, a lot more information, but he had poise. He looked like he belonged. He didn't seem overwhelmed at all, but we'll see. You know, facing, you know, a Bill Belichick defense, he's got to face twice in the first half of the season. you know, there's going to be moments where he's going to face a lot of adversity and how he handles that. He's still a young quarterback in the NFL. And unless you're Dan Marino, not too many of them jump out and have amazing years. So we'll see.
Interestingly enough, I actually saw Zach Wilson's mother at RJ's wedding yesterday. She was accusing one of the Mater D's of stealing her purse. It was really,
Mike Myers is starting for the Angels. They finally have announced a starter.
Yes. I'll tell you guys
that, yeah. Well, listen, I'm a big fan of his work.
No, this is not the actor, Mike Myers.
It also goes by Michael Myers, which was the villain in Halloween.
This is Michael Christopher Myers.
Do you really know that?
Yeah. It's in front of me on my phone.
Now, a lot of people,
By the way, tomorrow I have a lot of Twitter beefs to settle.
Oh, do you want me to get the theme song ready?
Yeah, we should have the song ready because, you know, there's so much stuff going on.
Now, a lot of people know at this point that Rick DiPietro was the officiant who married RJ and Angela. But what they don't know is that Glenn Healy was actually the lead of the band, which I thought was a touch I did not expect.
Wow, we are rusty. From Don's joke about Jared Goff to that, that's awful.
And I don't know if you guys noticed that John Butchergross was the DJ.
and I think the place where RJ really went all out was, you know, one of the DJ dancers was actually former Islander great Brian Trottier, which I did not expect. That'll do it for ENN on this ENN. Monday, wow. August 30th.
Only baseball tonight is Yankees and the Angels, so Corey Kluber back off the IL. Our coverage on Yes starts at 8:30. Game starts at 9:30 or right around there against Mike Myers. Chris Carlin's coming up next on the radio. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. Afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.